their nine separate opinions.
Should have to look at the guy up and determine what he says, with regard to those.
But I just got concerned, should apply to the petition. Got her
don't you think that's what you should have some pressure on? Basically, we've got to figure that far right is going to pitch about something. And also, it may be a definition of the word. Anybody who writes mine has just done, it's a question mark. Not what Saul does, but where we would be without it, exactly. That obviously we have to go into a crash program today to avoid falling behind. They have 1,000 ADMs. They will have 1,000 ADMs by 1977. They would have how many submarines?
Eighty-five
instead of 61. Two. They would have, land-based missiles. They would have gone forward.
They could produce 250 a year.
250 a year. 1,000 more land-based missiles.
Of course, the opponents can say they never intended to do it anyway.
Oh, sure.
In that case, it goes out of there.
Correct.
But if they never intended it, then more importantly, what have we given up? Nothing. Nothing that we intended to do.
Well, he's the soul. So if you read that article, most of our public, the country will run it before, they don't know what it is, so they can do fire control. And frankly, the other senator ship, the one we had complaining about, it doesn't go through.
Well, no, the Dow Center is not opposed, so they're opposed to the arms factory.
No, yeah, the defense, but they're opposed to it, not on the salt.
No, the Dow's are not attacking the content, so they're attacking layers linking into the defense budget.
Did you see that statement about the government?
Yeah.
George said he was going to be better than they go to the bomb.
I don't believe the American public will go for that.
Well, I'm not responsible. I'm not going to take the blame for that. That shows you what we're up against. It shows you this is a craven, coward. And, if, you know, after having had Joe on, and after having had Russia, how far is it? We were talking that I want there to debate.
How far would you have gotten if you had not done what you did on the
But my point is, these people don't do things because they love them. They don't do things because you ask. They do things because, in other words, we only get from them. And they have something they want to get from us. You know? Not very many. I'm going to go that way, but just can't do it. Bomb. Right down the tube. That's all I have. How's everything else?
It's going along very well. I got Haig off.
Yeah, that got a good story, I found. Hey, the General Haig, the staff of 7 is going up. See, what you're really doing is confusing the hell out of that.
Exactly.
Do you think you're not confusing it?
Oh, that's good enough. Of course, what they'll now say is we have to pass the bomb before we
Never stop. And we aren't going to stop it as a result of negotiations either.
Not unless they say it. But unless we did C5.
Let me ask this. That's one other question. Suppose they agree with ceasefire, but not POW. We have to, don't you? See, you just can't say, look, fellows, we'll pick up our minds, stop the bombing, if you just...
No, as soon as you not pick up the minds, we might stop the bombing. And what we can do, you see, Mr. President, is we can have a deadline of the ceasefire, say, 4 to 6 months, in order to commit the negotiations to have a chance. I think if we could get that for electoral purposes,
suppose the question comes, will you stop the bombing before you get the prisoners back? I don't think we'll say yes.
No, I wouldn't.
At this point, say no.
I'd say no.
And then
I'd say no, but I would say basically for all negotiations, gentlemen, we are entering the negotiations. Now,